Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Help Wanted sign is now out at Melvindale Police Department. Specifically, they're looking for experienced cops. Joining us live to talk more about this is Melvindale Police Chief Chris Egan and his Assistant Chief Daryl Campbell. They're joining us in the studio this morning. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jackie. We appreciate it.
Okay, so first of all, Chief, we'll start with you. You are relatively new to the job, so tell us what you are looking for in men and women in uniform.
Yeah, I've been there 2 months, but I was right next door for over 25 years, and I was started in Detroit on the other side of Melvindale, so I've had the privilege to work in both neighboring communities. The bat signal's out. We're in need of help. When officers are in trouble and we put that call out, they come running. That's what we're hoping for. Myself and Assistant Chief Campbell, together we have over 66 years in law enforcement, and we still have gas left in the tank. We're looking for those type of people, right? So someone who wants to come in, help train these young officers up, and help the city of Melvindale. We're a small city, a little city with the big heart, but that city's heart right now is broken. You know, we lost Officer Saeed a little over a year ago, and the neighboring communities and all over the state came together. We want to make sure that doesn't happen again. We have a great little community that supports our police department. We're turning the page and moving forward on Melvindale and improving things, but they got a lot of good stuff going there. We have young officers who want to work there, have so much pride. We just need that experience coming in there. And if at 4 years, you come right in at top pay if you have 4 years experience somewhere. And we have raises built in for the next few years. So at top pay in 2027, we're looking at making over $100,000. It's amazing. With a great 401, a 457. When I said me and Campbell, I meant that. But maybe a little bit younger than us. We need people out there who want to get out, work the road, and do real police work in Melvindale.
Is there a shortage in the talent pool? Obviously, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't a pressing need right now. But where did all the experienced officers go?
So it goes in cycles. We're not, many police departments are searching for officers and talent and things like that. We have a good group of young officers that we put through the academy. We're looking for those as well. It goes in cycles with a whole bunch of people retiring, then we need to get people and things like that. So it really is every police department is dealing with it. We're doing well, but brand new cars, and we have a great gym, and we have a great community, great food, great culture.
The gym, I'm joining. I'm going to come.
Come on down. We need you.
All right, so let's ask you this. How do you think it got to this point? You know, obviously we hear a lot of negative connotations about police officers these days with the headlines in the news and so forth and so on. Do you think that's part of it, or do you think, again, that it's just the officers are retiring?
That is part of it. I was chief when we went through the 100 days of protests and things like that. And, you know, I walked with our protesters. We gave them their voice. We want good police officers that are going to be doing the right thing. And we've had that. We have that in Melvindale. We're just looking for those extra officers to come in and help us work. Myself and Assistant Chief Campbell, we know what we're looking for. We're hiring high quality people that they got to hear the call, right? This has got to be a calling. hey, they're going to make good money. They're going to have a good job. There's no better job than policing in my world, but there's nothing harder in my world. I believe that. So, yeah, it's cycles that happen.
Yeah, we're talking with Melvindale Police Chief Chris Egan and also Assistant Chief Daryl Campbell. Now, you came from Washtenaw County's Sheriff Department to Melvindale. What called you there?
Well, I failed in retirement, just like the chief.
Yeah.
And when the call went out for help in Melvindale, I answered. I'm here with Chief Egan. We have a plan on how to make the department better for the police officers that are there and the community that we serve.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your experience as an officer in Washtenaw County, and tell us, perhaps both of you men, we want to keep it a little bit short, yep. But your best experience as a police officer.
Well, I was at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office for 29 years. I had a great career at the Sheriff's Office. You know, one of the best things I've seen is just helping people. I had the opportunity to read to kids, and I didn't think that was going to be fun. I actually didn't want to go at first. Then once I started doing it, it became a weekly thing for me, and that my best experience as a police officer.
All right, guys, we do have to ask you about a very particular story that came out of your police officers going out, and apparently they deserve to have a baby named after them, in my opinion. But go through this story that we remember from recently.
Just a couple of days
First of all, I've had that same situation happen. I was able to get her to the hospital, so I didn't have to do that. Since Chief Campbell actually delivered a baby as well. So, Saturday... Early Saturday morning, 2:00 in the morning, officers saw someone driving at a very high rate of speed. When they pulled them over, realized the passenger was very pregnant and very much in labor. And at that point, called for a rescue. And before rescue could get there, the baby was coming. So our officer, Mohammed Hashim, delivered that baby in the front seat of a car, laid the seat back. And his brother, Joe, from Dearborn United Dispatch, actually talked him through it. So they delivered the baby. Dearborn Fire came that handles our calls for Melvindale. Cut that umbilical cord, got mom and the baby to the hospital, and they were great. But one of the things that was amazing to me, she's never been pulled over in her whole life. And she's like, really? This is the first time I'm away, baby? But she didn't think she was going to make it. She didn't think her baby was going to make it. And what I took from it is she's like, it was such a positive situation that she's like, it turned her image of policing. And that's what we want to do. We have good officers going out there every day, risking their life for strangers. This is a positive story we get to talk about. We love it. It's gone national, but we definitely wanted to come talk to WWJ, but same thing with Assistant Campbell. We're so proud of all of our officers, but to have an officer, an Arabic American officer, deliver a baby and welcome to the world in Arabic, and then a Spanish mother, a devout Catholic, say that he was a gift from God, that to me is what it's about. We're going to do the right thing and help everybody.
Yes, you guys are there to protect and serve. We appreciate your service, and we are really grateful for you guys coming in today and spending some time with us.
If somebody can help, how do they reach out to you guys?
Yeah,
so you can go to our webpage for Melvindale, fill an application. My email address is pretty simple, policechief@melvindale.org. You need to take the MCOLS test and then come in and have an interview with us. We will get you through the academy, and if you're already a cop, let's get you in and get you on the road. So thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget.
See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.